Big question that is posed many to Svarim is that when it comes to Noach, the Torah gives the whole introduction. Eila told us Noach ish tzaddik, a whole introduction to him. And when it comes, and when it comes to Avraham, there's no introduction. You slip him in at the end of Parshas Noach, and then you say, "Vayom Hashem Elavim Lechachatzra." Who is Avram? I have no idea. There's no introduction. Yeah, he tells us a little about his lineage, but he doesn't tell us about the person. Let's see. The Maral touches on it here, but we have to understand a little bit deeper from a different piece of Maral. Let's start it. So there's a piece of Maral in the Gur Aryeh that's marked, and that's in Parshas Noach. So he says, Hoel v'yiskish sesipa b'shvacho. Once he mentioned Noach's name, so we speak about his praise. The imlokein, if not so, the Gur Aryeh writes, posach b'toldosa v'sim b'shvacho. V'im terma, he asks this question, halokam upomim hiska avrom v'yakov, you told me many times in the Torah about Avram and Yaakov, lo hiskish shvachim, and you never said any praise about him. You just say, here's Avram, here's Yaakov, and you never said a word. Interesting is that he skipped Yitzchak, but that's a different discussion. V'yesh l'tareitz, she'eino misaper b'shvacho, elo kashim mazkir etzlo rishoyim. So the Maral is a premise, here at least, that the time we speak about the praise of the person is only when you are presenting Rishoim with him. Ki Rishoim Gormim, the Rishoim cause, Shashem Yisborach Masti Ponav Min Olam. The wicked cause that Hashem's face is hidden from us. And therefore, it would seem there's no way that we could have this relationship with Hashem in the world. Therefore, we had to mention the tzaddik lebracha, because he's the one that keeps some kind of connection with Hashem. V'chein l'kaimon al tzavrom, v'avrom hoyu yiyah, kosev Rashi, hoel v'iskish sipur b'shvacho. That's because, again, over there, we're talking about Rishoim. And therefore, Zechel, we said, Zechel Tzadik Levroch. Now, this is the way he touches here. Let's go to the next sheet. And this is a piece in Gevuras Hashem. So in Gevuras Hashem, it's right in the middle. And you see where it's marked. Ulefichach omer al tira, Hashem says to him, al tira, don't be afraid. Anochi mogen loch, I'm your mogen, protector. Sechorcha harbe ma'od. Ki elu melochim devukim be'inyaram ma'od. Because the kings that he had to fight in this week's parasha, awa, were very ra. Ki elu Arba Malachim Ashelokhu es Lot. They took Lot. Lohoye Kavanosam Rak al Avram. The reason they took Lot is because they wanted to get to Avram, not because they're interested in Lot. They have no interest in Lot. Lot doesn't do anything for them. But Avram, he's the leader of what is called good in this world. So they're interested in getting Avram to come into the fight, knowing that the four are so strong, then now they want to get Avram once and for all. And therefore, lefichach ksiv vayihi, ki kol mokum shekosa vayihi, en eino elo loshin vay. Vay is a language in the Medrash called woe, like it's a bed. So vayihi is like you need a bed. Sho yu niskokin Avram lucham imo. Because they wanted to fight. Kedisa bedeshar b'pashas lechocha. Nimtza we find. Kal milchoma hoysa levayer eila rishoyim hamisnagdim l'metzias ha'olam. Right? These Rishayim wanted to go against what Hashem stands for. Now, it's not only that. That we have to... is something that we're going to talk about in a moment, and that's called Maisa Ovis Simen Labanim. That which happens to the forefathers, and we have to explain that, we'll get to it, is in a symbol of what's going on with the Banim, with the sons. Now, these four kings represent the four exiles. Medrash tells us the four kings represent the four exiles. And the fourth one is Sidol Melech Goyim. And Rashi in this week's Parsha even mentions Goyim is not a nation really, it's nations. And the Medrash tells us, why is it called Goyim? Because the last one will send their job to be done by many nations around for them to do the exile. So as we discussed Hanukkah time last year, is that the first exile is Bavel, so that's only in Bavel. And the second one was Paras, which was Persia, which is the Purim story. That's only one, no one was there. And then we had, while the second Beis Hamikdash was standing, we had the Greek exile, but that's the only one, nothing else. Now comes the Roman exile, and we go from place to place to place. Our exile just keeps going into different places. The Medrash says that's what's going to happen to us, because that's Sidol Melech Goyim, many nations, because that's the hint that we have to go through many different nations in this exile. And they want to wipe out Avraham, because the purpose of the exiles is to wipe out Klal Yisrael once and for all. Whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, but to once and for all wipe them out. And therefore, this fight is not a simple fight. It's a fight of existence. Avraham versus the nations of the world. V'ayu ha-malochim arbo, notzchim es-hachamisha. So the four beat the five. Avram yichidu shel olam, and Avram beats the four. Good. So he goes through this. Now let's go to the next paragraph and let's see it very carefully. V'odorish Reb Levi b'loshon, anochi magen loch, shnei devarim, mipnei sho yimafached al shnei devarim. He was afraid. Avraham was afraid that maybe he did some sin and the sin might cause for him to lose. Right. One. The Hasheni was a regular pachad, yeah, of war. Avichoch Omar Anochi Mogen Loch. And here's a very big yisod that we have to know. Sha Avraham Kemo Mogen. He's like a Mogen, a shield. Shelo yikabel shum cherev ukli zayin. A shield makes it that nothing can touch him. No kli zayin, no instrument, nothing. Umeato, and now it's the tuposik is mechuber, puts it together. Al tira Avraham. Mipnei amulchama ki anochi mogen loch. I'm protecting you for the war. Umina orish. Sharei sechor chabei ma'od. Your schar is great. Kawai. Shekol ma'isav yesh behem schar. Every action you do has reward. Kol shekain. Surely there's no chet. Baramzu b'mila zos. Anochi mogen loch. Madregis Avraham hu mogen. Now, we have to get it very clear. The word mogen means protector or shield. But if you look in Chumash, just about every time that the word mogen appears, the translation is chinom. And similarly, when the word chinom appears, the Targum translates it mogen. That means Avraham. Why was Avraham chosen? Avraham was chosen. Why was he chosen? So Chazal tell us that's what Mogen Avraham means. He was chosen Chinam. He was chosen for let's call it for the moment, free. In other words, it's not something that he did. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed, and that's what we're going to have to see to really understand where does Avram fit into what we mentioned last week already, where does Pashas Noach fit in here, and how what's going on in the Chumash from Bereishis right. through Noach, and here's Avram, what's going on here? But Avram is Chinam. And that's when we say, Magen Avram. So what is Magen? So we translate it, the shield of Avram. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Avraham Mogen. Now watch what he says. K'mar Shemosh Anu Omrim Mogen Avraham Yoser Mishar Ovis. He's more than all the other Ovis. Why? V'zeh Mipnei Ki Avraham Hu Yisod Harishon Lakol. He is the foundation of everything. Everything in Klal Yisod. Everything that's ever going to be is all built on the Ovis. And of the Ovis, what's all of them are built on? Avraham. Vayisod udavi yoser chozak. And the foundation is the strongest thing. Because if that strong foundation's weak, then the whole deal is weak. V'tokev bavu yisod abinyin. V'ein mi sheyuchal lachod yisod. No one can uproot this foundation. Ve'ein l'cho yisod, and there's nothing more strength, more foundation, more solid than Avraham Avinu. L'kach Omar Anochi Mogen Loch. Why? Ki mipnei shehu yisod. And even if all the umis will come, all the four are going to attack him, they can't get him. Why? Avraham. That's Avraham. He's the tzur, he's the foundation, he is that which is. So now, if we say that Avraham is chinam, is it because he was the tzaddik? Or because Hashem picked him to be the foundation of the whole deal? It would seem that Avraham was picked. Chinam. If that's true, and that's one of the reasons why it doesn't begin with Avraham Avinu. By Noach, I had to tell you what merit did he have. What merit did Avraham, did Noach have? Tzaddik, Bedoro, the whole list. Is Avraham picked because he's the tzaddik?
Doesn't say that.
That's not what he's saying here. He's picked, why? Chinam. Because Hashem wanted a yesod. A foundation, which we need to define yet, but a foundation for everything that comes. And therefore, Avraham is the foundation. Is he picked because he was the tzaddik? That's not what the Torah doesn't tell us that.
It could have been anybody.
Theoretically. Theoretically.
But he was already smashing a vote of Zara and he believed in Hashem. I mean, he had all these qualities.
Good. Now comes the question. What caused what? Is it the fact that he was chosen, therefore he had this inner drive to bring out the name of Hashem into this world because that's what he needed to do? Or is it go the other way? From the way we would see, and many Chazal is that way, is it because he was chosen? Because he's the foundation.
That means that Hashem chose him as a child? Because, I mean, according to the Medrash, he did things as a child even, though
they're unusual. From the very beginning. Now, let's go to the Ramban. This piece of Ramban is one of the most famous pieces of Ramban. And the Ramban comes to tell us a very, very important concept. Let's see it, so let's discuss it.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's loose. It's good.
Oh, okay. Vayavar Avram Ba'oretz. Avram passed through the land, Ad Mekom Shechem. Omer l'cho, I want to tell you, klal, a general rule, tovin osa, you have to understand it, b'chol arpashis abos. In all the parshas that are coming up in the inyan of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, v'hu inyan godol. It's a huge concept. His kireyu rabbeinu b'derech kutzara. Our great people have taught it to us in a short way, but you should know it's a massive concept. V'omru kol ma she'ira l'ovos. Simen Labonim. And this is the concept. Maisa Ovos, the action of the fathers, is a sign to the sons. What kind of sign? It's a sign what's going to happen to the children. There isn't anything that happened in our history or that will happen that is not touched on or discussed in Sefer Bereishis. It's all here. And the Chazal of Torah, it's not only the Avos, and it's not only Klal Yisrael. Each one of us is discussed in Chumash, in the first seven Parshas, in Bereishis. Our whole life is laid out, the girl would say, the first seven Parshas, our personal lives are there in the Chumash. So that everything about the Bonim is laid down. And one of the main themes of the Ramban through the whole Sefer Bereishis is to show us time after time how it's the Maisa of a Simen Labonim. Let's take an example. Let's see how he goes through it. V'lachein, and therefore, Ya'archu akskosu. The Torah goes out at length, besipur, to tell us the story of the masos, the travels, chafiros habeiros, the digging of the beiros, of the pits, v'sham mikroyim, and they seem to be things that really don't play a role. What is it so important that Avraham dug be pits, and then the Pelishtim came, stuffed them up, and Yitzchak went and redug them. Who cares? But Ramban's going to show us. Everyone is to show what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. And in fact, in the four pits of, in the three pits of Yitzchak are the three Mikdashes that we have. The three Bote Mikdashes are the pits. And he goes through to show it to us step by step. Everything that ever happened to Klal Yisrael and will happen, and I'm going to show you something unbelievable in this week's Parsha, myself and Simon Labonim. The Yachshov HaChoshev Bahem, and the one who thinks into them, Ki'iloim Tvorim Miyusorim. It looks like they're extra. Ain't Bahem Toeles. There's no purpose in it. The Kulam Boim Lelamed Al O'osid. They're all coming to teach us about the future. If they're the fathers, so then the fathers are the foundation. Now, one of the things that we suffer from is that we are told that George Washington is the father of this country. I don't mean because we suffer from George, he wasn't such an honest guy, but we won't discuss that right now. Right? Whether it was apples or cherries that he cut down, we won't discuss now. But it doesn't make a difference to me whether George was the father or he wasn't the father, because it didn't change me. And the Gemara yet tells us that anyone who's not a gomel chesed, if he doesn't do chesed, you should know he's not from the children of Avraham Avinu. That means Avraham Avinu put into my DNA a basic concept of chesed. And I'm a different person because I'm from the children of Avraham Avinu. And when we call fathers, we're not talking semantics, we mean reality. So much so that the Gemara says, if you have someone who's not a Baal Rachamim, who doesn't have Rachmanus, he's not from the children of Yaakov Avinu. If he's not ready to be able to give up for the sake of Hashem, you should know he's not from Yitzchak Avinu. Because these people put it into our very existence. It's part of the DNA because of the fact that they are my father. And therefore every act that they did made a difference to me. It's not just that George was there and I just studied George and I said, well, okay, he started it all. So we have a wrong concept of fathers. And therefore, because of it, we could come to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So we say, yeah, it's a nice thing they were the fathers. No! Just like my father, Olav HaSholem, had blue eyes, and because of that, I have blue eyes. The same thing is true with Avraham Avinu being my father. Avraham put into my existence certain the traits that are mine because I'm the child of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, we have to understand that. So therefore, when we're studying our fathers, we're not talking about just forefathers. We're talking about fathers that laid down who I am and what's going to happen to me. So then I have to know. And my father had me in mind. So then I have to understand it. But Michel, Yizbonen Meimenu Adover Hanigza Lovo Lazaro. And therefore he thought about it. He had what to do, and we see step for step that he went certain places that seemingly had no reason for him to go there. And he davened there. And Rashi says he davened there. Why did he daven there? Because over there, his grandchildren are going to have a mechama. And what about over there? Because he knew this was going to happen. This is fathers. They are laying it down. Veda. Ki kol gezeras irin kashetetze mikoach gezera El hapo el poel dimyon tiagzeri miskayemes al kol ponim. What does that mean? When you have a, let's take an example. If you have a tree or a root, whatever comes out of the root is going to be found in, you're going to see it in its growth. And therefore, when there's a something that happens to the tree, to the root, that's going to be in the branch. That's a reality. We are the branches from others. Lochein yasu an neviyim maisa b'nevuas. And that's why they do things. Kamo Yirmiyo, shetziva levorachi kalisecha. And he goes through and he gives a few examples. Now go down to please a few things. Ulefichoch, hirzik ha-kodesh baruch hu es Avraham ba'oretz. Hashem held Avram in the land. And he showed him thing after thing. Why? And understand it. Why? Because he's the Av. And I'm going to begin and explain it to you. Fine. And he goes through it. And then we are going to see. Let's take an example. Ramban tells us, how come we had to go down in the exile of Mitzrayim? Because Avraham went into Mitzrayim. And when he went into Mitzrayim, what happened? Things happened there that caused his children to be there. And he goes through step by step what happened in Mitzrayim, and everything that's there happened to us in Mitzrayim. And that's called Maisa Avos Siman Labanah. I want to show you one that I always am moved when I come to Parshas Lech Lecha. I want to show you one of them. Let's turn to this next thing. Vayetze Melech Sodom Lekroso. Melech Sodom came out. Achri Shuvo Me'akosas Kedor La'omev Es Amalach Mashayito. After he beat the four. El Emek Shove. Who? Emek Amelech. So what does that mean? to the place called the Valley Shaveh. Shaveh means equal. Hu Emek HaMelech. Now look at that Rashi. Emek HaMelech. Base Rusya the Malka Sushlosh Konim Yuchodim LeMelech Hatzachim. Good. Fine. Now watch this. Umedrish Agoda. You with him?
Yeah.
Emek. Why is it called Emek? Shehushvu Shom Kol Ha'umos. All the nations of the world were equal. V'imlichu Es Avram Aleihem. And they accepted Avram to be upon all the nations of the world. L'nesi Elokim, the representative of Hashem, ulekatzin, like in a ruler. So that means Avram was over all, and he represents Hashem. Chazal tell us, Maisa, Ovis, Simon, Lebonim, to Melech HaMashiach. And this is the Maisa Ovis, Simon, Lebonim. Everything is in Chumash Bereishis. The more you study Bereishis, the more you see the whole deal is here. It's unbelievable. Maisa Elikim, Nisi Elikim. And therefore you should know. Without going into it now, because I got to touch on something else. But if you think about it, the only ones that talk about Messiah are Avram's children. The only ones. The ones who have come directly from Avram, because he's the Maisa of Simon Labonim of Mashiach, his children speak about Messiah. Therefore, you find it, let's say, for example, in Christianity and in other things, they talk about a Messiah. Where'd they get this concept? Because they're the children of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, but the ones who have nothing to do with Avraham Avinu, there's no discussion. Who are the two main people that talk about the Messiah in this world? The Muslims and the Christians. Huh? In fact, the Rambam even asks, why is it that the word Hashem brought Christians and Muslims into this world for altogether? And the Rambam is, for obvious reasons, censored out, right? And he says it's to keep, in the new Rambam, they put it back in, but it's to keep the concept of Mashiach alive in the world. Because otherwise, nobody would know what it's all about, because no one talks about it other than his offsprings. So they keep the concept of Messiah alive in the world. So when the real Messiah comes, they'll know that's it. But they're going to have to deal with the ones who have the false Messiah, which is going to be a very difficult battle. But that's the concept. So we see that.
He says that in Mishneh Torah?
Yeah, Mishneh Torah.
Which section?
Malachim. You won't find it in the most Rambams. If you want to see it,
if
you look in the Franco one, they put it back in. The one that discusses this Rambam at length is the Ramban in a number of places. He brings this, but in the Franco Rambam,
is it to argue against him? Or
no. He's just discussing it. Okay. No, he's discussing it. And I saw this many, many years ago. Somebody showed me an original, copy of an original Rambam. And in the original Rambam, it's right there.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to, I'll show it to you later.
Thank you.
Good. Let's now, we got to go, now we really got to work. We started with a problem that we don't really have a clear picture. Why is it that we have Parshas Noach? What is Noach doing in Chumash? It doesn't seem to do anything. If you want to tell me that Avraham is it, so talk about creation, go to Avraham. Why do we need it? What's there going on in Parshas Noach that's going to do anything for us?
Right.
So let's see. I don't know if we'll be able to finish the whole thing, but because it's a very, very important concepts here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Bachatzos, right? And Moshe said, kachatzos. Right? Now, we never find this in any prophecy, that the Hashem told the prophet, say it over one way, and he changed it. We don't find that. So how come over here, of all the people who are the Grand Moshe, of all of them, should have that? Let's start. And here's what we have to really hold on, because we're going to be learning B'li Neder today, Yisodos, very basic concept to understand Chumash, and to understand our growth. Mitziusa, the reality of Knesses Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, in Yiddish she says, licht leis zwischen zwei Gerusen, leis munachas leis bein shtei Gerusen, between two types of Gerus. Harishona, he a Gerus shel Avraham. Avraham is called the first Ger. Shehoya tchila legerim. He's the beginning of all Gerim. Vashnia, he a Gerus shel Shishim Ribo. And the second one is the conversion of the 600,000, mean all of Klal Yisrael, when on the night of the 15th. Now these, all the dinim of Gerus, we learn from our fathers in Mitzrayim. Bira Inyan, to explain it, goes like this. The beginning of Parshas Vayera, it says, Ani Avaya. Avo la'ovis lo nadati b'shem. I didn't reveal to him. Upir Shuramban, Shebechol Seidam Urish and Isparish b'chumish. Every event that is explained in Chumash, Bekesher la'ovis, in relationship to the ovis, ein shum ma'ura shibo mishum shinoi shachukei teva. And we spoke about this once before. There's no change of nature. Lo nisbato b'em nirogzva ba'olam, we didn't change it. Koma, everything that happened is an individual involvement of what that which we just learned called Maisa Ovos Simen Labonet. Now, let's go to Dalit. Of the zoo, this concept, Mizbasis hi alamalach kloli shel ani omarti Elohim atem. I said, you're godly at Matan Torah, ubnei Elyon kulchem, and you, as we say in the Shir on Tuesday, and that you're super high level beings, b'matan Torah, ochein bot ka'odom temusin, you die like humans, u'kacha dat sarim tipolu, and you fall like one of the sarim, kisha osu a'egel, and we have to really, yitzias mitzrayim yisrael avir ha'olam bo ketikon shall Adam Orishan. Adam Orishan sinned. And in order for there to be any concept of humanity in the world, there has to be an Adam Orishan. And there has to be something in a similar setting of Adam Orishan. If you don't have that, there's no purpose to the world. So then Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim is the nation that's coming to be what Adam Arishan's supposed to be. That's Klal Yisrael. Atem Kruyim Adam, the Pasuk says. You're man. You're Adam. Atzura Makorish Shel Tzel Malakim, the foundation, the real form of what we would call Tzel Malakim, but Adam got limited when they sinned by the Nochosh, and therefore we had the Gezerah of Misa. B'shos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kapa Olav, Hashem put His hand on us, U'miyato, He lessened them. Adam Arishan, the Gemara tells us, the light of Adam's heel, the spiritual light from his heel, went from one end of the world to the other end. And that's only the heel. And what happened after Adam sinned? Hashem put His hand on him, and He lessened him. Umalech HaTikun, and the beginning of fixing him up, starts with Avraham Avinu. Avraham is the beginning of the fixing of Adam HaRishon. And he's the one who's the beginning of the march to the end of days. The tikkun of Adam. The Matan Torah, when we came to Matan Torah, Paskezu Amosim, the vermin of the Nochosh stopped. It was over. And now Klal Yisrael is back to be the Tzelem Elokim of Adam HaRishon. Matan Torah, Ma'av Gemar, it's the finish of this. And that's what we say when you came to Yisrael, Sheyetzum Mitzrayim, Tavdum El Elokim, Al HaZohor HaZeh, because you're going to be ready for it. Avol, we got a problem. Too good. Avol aleinu ladas shetihilach ze shel achzoris odom mitzuras amakoris shelifnei achet. To get back to this, nistabech baderech. We had a difficulty on the way. Shilo yelo ben chashbon rakim tikanak kilkol rishon. If it was only to fix up of odom rishon. We could have taken care of it without it. What happened? Before Avraham started, there were two other breakdowns that happened. Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga. These two are the further breakdown of Adam HaRishon. So therefore, at the end of what? Bereishis, we see the beginning of the breakdown of Adam, right? Then we come to the Mabul, we see further breakdown of Adam.
Right.
Then we come to Dor HaFlaga, further breakdown. That means till the end of Noach, we talk about the breakdown of man to the point he's almost not there anymore. And now we talk about the rebuilding of Adam. What's the rebuilding of Adam? Avraham Avinu.
Not Noach?
Noach, no. Because you see that he's got the chet. And we're going to see it. Umei oz. And from that time, you cannot get to fixing Adam's problem without going to fix the two kilkulim that are on the way. You can't skip over. To go back to Adam HaRishon, as though nothing happened between Adam and Avraham, you can't do it. And therefore it has to understand that the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga, Yavo al Tikunam, you have to bring them to Tikun before you can get to the problem of Adam HaRishon. Good? So, therefore, Nidaber Kodem al Akilkul Shel Dor HaFlaga. Let's talk first about what happened in the Dor HaFlaga. Ein HaKavona Bazeh. It's not, Dor HaFlaga is not what they talk about, Kefi, Shinira, Beshitchi, as though it seems in the simplicity, Shinispogu, Anoshim, Bederach, Maisha, Shoya, Kachoya, that they came, they built the tower, and it just fell apart. No, that's ridiculous to think that way. These got mixed up with their language, and to be somewhere else, as though it's just they happen to be. That's ridiculous. That's shitchis. It has nothing to do with making of a nation. Nothing. Etzem, now watch carefully, please. Etzem ha'uvda, sheyesh begidre halacha shonim bekeshel umos, how come there was a division in many nations from the Dor HaFlaga, moral yoso umud mushreches omuk omuk b'mareches ha'olam. It was very deep in the foundation of the world, the breakdown of nations. Uva omek, and in the depth of it, what is that? Why? Because Adam was broken down into 70 pieces. When was Adam broken down? What does it say about Adam by the Dorah Flogo? But it says by the Pasuk Vayi Adam LeNefesh Chaya, man became the living being. And we've discussed many times that living means Ruach Memalala, as Targum translates it, speech. So when we say that man was broken down into nations, we're not just talking that we happen to be breakup of different languages. We're talking about man is broken into 70 pieces. That's the toll, that's the breakdown of the man who was the Ruach Mamalala, now he's broken down. Adlu Dora Ploga, till Dora Ploga there was this form of what a man is. But from Dora Ploga, it's broken down altogether. Umayya Totsomi Maisazu, what happens because of it? Shabishar Shirotsum Lagia Latikun, when they want to fix up Adam, Shuviyef Shalatikun, you can't go and do anything to be make it, because Adam, we got to hear a very deep point here. Adam was an individual. To fix Dora Flugga, what are you going to need? A nation, not an individual. So therefore, I first have to get a nation before I can talk about going to fix up Adam Arishans. Mivnei shel ha'achad Dora Flugga, Adam is begeder uma. They're no longer the individual. It's what? A nation. And therefore, we have to go and fix it up. Klalei shel Adam. So what happens? Adam Arishan was a yechidi. And therefore, like a yechidi, so that's what it is. But Ayom, today, the way man is, Nikrois, Lishivim, Chalokim, it was divided into 70 pieces to become nations. Vimkein Atikun, how are you going to fix the Dor HaFloga? Tzorech Lovo B'Shnei Shalovim, has to come in two parts. One is the end, to Tzor, you have to be the Adam, the individual, and Dugmas Adam B'Makoya, which was original, but you can't get there without making an Ummah. Shal Yidei Zeh Mizbatel Kilkul Dor HaFloga. Then you can take care of when you're Yotze Shabuli Kilka, without the Dora Floga, we could have done it with as an individual. How? How could we have done it? Avraham Avinu could have done it on his own. But the problem is we had the Dora Floga. Tikun Ayde Yechidu, you could have been brought the world back to the way it should be. On Avraham it says, Odom HaGodol Banokim, the giant. Odom HaGodol. But after the Dora Floga, Tzorech HaTikun Lavo Derech, should what? Shivim Umos. But when Kol Mokum means this, so sir, it doesn't contradict to that which we call it Yochid. So how are we going to do it? So what does it say? Now watch, very interesting. The Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu tells us that ask about the history of the world. Ba'afrido b'nei Adam, when Hashem broke down man, Yatsev Gavulas Amim, he made the amount of nations, Lemispar B'nai Yisrael, according to the number of B'nai Yisrael. Bishar Shenifridu Amim, when he divided the nations, Havad Mispar B'makbil L'cheshbin of Shivim Nefesh Yordu Avisecho Mitzrayim. Why Shivim? Ascholo o Umma shall Yisrael. Because now we're building the Umma. How are we building the Umma? Every one of the people represent one of that breakdown that happened in the Dor HaFloga is now coming back as a unit to fix that which happened in the Dor HaFloga. Zu keneged umas. Omdim b'Yisrael yechidim, shiv mumas according to yechidim, and therefore, an interesting, the Pasuk calls it shivim nefesh. Not nefoshos.
Right.
Nefesh. Singular. So we have shivim, but you also have nefesh. So we're doing both here. That is called the Dor HaFloga. Let's go a little further now. Tess. Now let's go to the Dor HaMabul. Om namo yikilko v'onesh shachur bin holom. Abama nishal adoros. What happened from this kilko? Ma yusha anushus. What happened to mankind? Hayirushahi lo osif lekalel od hasadoma bavur odom. I will no longer curse the world for the benefit of man. Lefnei Dor HaMabul nemar, I regret that I even made man, Rashem says at the end of Parshas Bereishis. And then what? They have the Mabul. And after the Mabul, he says, I'm not going to do it anymore. Think about it. That means before the Mabul, man was the center being of everything. And man was the way the world rose and fell. Now what did Hashem say? Man can sin, but I'm not cursing the world anymore. So he lost centrality. He lost that position. It's not Yigibwe. He'll steal. He'll do immorality. The world's not being destroyed because of it. Ain't old nichamti. I don't have it. There's no churban olam. Why? Because ain o odom tachlis abriya. The man is not the center point of the bria. Shebishah tachlis ain sur la mitzvah ad lamabul. So therefore, till the mabul, man sins. Right. It's over. After the mabul, man's no longer in that position. Now, so now again, if we want to talk about fixing Adam Arishan, I have to talk about this point. He lost the centrality. You can't talk about fixing man if he's no longer the center being. You have to bring him back to centrality. Then you can talk about the tikkun. What happens? The Efshalim Kain called him Navash Lava Tikkun. We have to bring him back. But hey, how are you going to get to this? Hey, Magzirim called him. How do you do it? Shodom Amerchis V'kiyim is called Abriya. Huderach Kiyim HaTanai Sh'yom HaShishi. Now we can understand why Matan Torah had to come. What happened to Matan Torah? Hashem held the mountain over them and said what? If you accept it, fine. And if not, I'm going to put the world back to nothing. Wait a second. You just told us after the Mabul, man will sin, and you're not going to do it. So it must be that with Har Sinai, something happened that put them back to that center position now, that they could sin, and the world's over. Something must have happened there. What happened? Let's see. If they wouldn't, then the world would go back to Tov Avohu. But how can that be? Hashem swore, I'm not going to destroy the world. How's it going to be? Ela Sheim Advarim. That's the answer. Because the Vav Sivan on Matan Torah, he came back to the Kiyum Olamos, that which he said, L'osiv L'kalel, but Bris Sinai put him back to where they were before. Beautiful. Now we could talk about being Mavatel Misa. But wait a second. How are you going to do it? So now let's just analyze a little bit before we go any further. Let's review.
That's good.
Adam Arishan was this great being. He sinned. Hashem put his hand on him. Umiato. Lowering. So when we come to the end of Parshas Bereishis, man no longer is in that great position. And Hashem even says, I am going to destroy the world because I regret, I need to think it through, that I created man in such a setting. comes the Mabul, right? Right after the Mabul, what does Hashem say? I'm not going to destroy the world. That's again another lowering of man. Man was the center being, and now he's no longer. They go a little further, we come to Dor HaPlugah. The Dor HaPlugah is a breakdown, further breakdown of man into 70 pieces. So now this great man, who's the purpose of the world, has been lowered, and he's no longer the center, and he's broken down into 70 pieces. That is the end of Parshas Noach, the total breakdown of man. The Ramchal even says that if there wouldn't be someone who's going to pick up the slack, the world's over, because there's no purpose to the world. Came along Avram Avinu. But as we were explained, Avram could have done it on his own if it wouldn't be for the problems of the Dor HaPlugah and the Dor HaMabul. Now we got to fix them up. So you need Avraham, right. Yitzchak, Yaakov, has children, and now with 70 nefashos, he goes into Mitzrayim. Why is he going with 70? Because the 70 is going to mesh into a nation. Why 70? Because those 70 pieces that mankind was broken into will now come together in this great nation called Klal Yisrael. So now we fixed the breakdown of the Dor HaPlugah. We come to Maamar Har Sinai. Hashem says, if I don't do it, I'm going to destroy the world.
Right.
Well, that means, where are we now? What level did Klal Yisrael reach at Har Sinai? Adam, before sin. Before the Mabul. Right? Before the Mabul. So we're back to where we were at the end of, let's say, Sefer Parshas Bereishis. But we still have to make that one point here. We have to fix Adam Arishon.
Right.
How are we going to take care of that? Good? Sorry? Okay. Good? That's what we're up to. Yeah?
So wait. So Adam was lower because of the Chet.
Right.
And what act, so that's what we want to fix now.
That's what we're up we to. Would have Avram could have fixed.
Could have fixed.
Except that we caused, or mankind caused, further breakdown.
Okay.
So we have to, the way you take care of, fix it, is you first, you go backwards.
Right.
You have to now take care of it step by step.
Okay.
So Dor HaPlugah is being taken care of by Yaakov going into Mitzrayim.
Right.
Dor HaMabul is being taken care of because we went through Mitzrayim and we came to a relationship with Hashem, that we came to our Sinai, we became, what, the purpose of existence?
Right.
But now we still have to take care of the problem of a... But the Marisha.
Okay, good.
Right?
Right.
Abraham's father was an idolatry.
What?
He served idols.
Right.
So how can a person who his origin is serving idols express this theme you're saying that, you know, bring...
You missed the line. You missed the main line. Abraham is called Tchila Legerim. Okay. And what's a ger? Ger is kekoton shenolad domi.
Okay.
Like a newborn baby. Now we can begin to understand why when we came to Maamar Har Sinai, the whole Klal Yisrael goes through what? Geirus. And what is Geirus going to do for us? Put us like we're reborn. And then we could be back to the point of Adam Arishon, Kodem HaChet. And that's what Ramban says. What Madrega did we reach by Maamar Har Sinai? Adam Arishon, Kodem HaChet. So therefore, when we say Ani Amarti, Hashem says, I thought that you are what? B'nei Elokim. I thought this Dagi, that's it. You fixed it all up. He blew it with the eagle.
There's one difference between Klal Yisrael, Har Sinai, and Avram, though. At Har Sinai, they were... Maybe they're the same, actually. Were they really...
you said that Adam came from nothing, so to speak. Like he was just chosen chinam.
And what is a ger? A ger? We're going to see. Let's see how we.
I'm saying was Bnei Israel is similar at Har Sinai. They were chosen chinam. So
no, more. They were newly created being, okay. Like Avraham, like Adam Arishon. So you think about this. It's such a deep concept.
There's
here.
A connection there. As
it's
well.
It's like if you really think about it, from the beginning of Bereishis till Maimed Har Sinai is really the destruction of man, rebuilding mankind in Klal Yisrael,
right.
And now we can discuss what man's supposed to do. So it's as though the introduction to what the rest of Torah is from Bereishis till Maimed Har Sinai. One straight thing. Huh?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
So let's see. Tikkun Derech Uma. So we took care by taking care of the nation. Tikkun Derech Bris Sinai of Kabbalah Satorah. But V'di'ikah Nikud of Begeresu Shegesh and Iskaya Kekot and Shenolad. He's like a newborn baby. Right? So there's a special Ad Kedei Kach. It's so much so that the halacha is that if the two of them convert, two, a sister and a brother convert, theoretically,
they're not related.
They can marry.
Yeah.
Newborn.
Right.
Right? So he says, they're mafkiaf ksharim bilgam. He takes away even the connection, the biological connection. Yesh kan leida. It's being born. They're b'liav, b'liyem. Hagerhu ki yitzir kapov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hager is like created by Hashem's hands. Like who?
Adam Arishon.
Adam Arishon. V'ya nekuda pnimi shel geirus. That's the inner point of geirus. Nochamon. Odapam. Right? You're again the creation of man of Hashem's hands. When you go back to the beginning, when you go back to that, the only way you can do that is if you come to be created by the hand of Hashem.
Right.
How is that going to happen?
Geirus.
Dugmod Marishan. Ve'egza miskayim derech geirus. Muchach, then it has to be that Avraham Avinu is a ger,
right.
And then the other, because he's called the Godol Banokim,
right.
So he, as an individual, could have been like Adam, because he's also the ger.
Right.
But now, after the story of Pashas Noach, the individual can't do it anymore. So Lachadah Afloga, you need a whole Ummah. And this has to be Yitzir Kapov of Hashem, created by Hashem's hands. How are you going to get it that he's going to be that way? It had to be individual, had to be a nation,
right.
And then they all had to be Avorak Derech Geirus. The only way to get it had to be Geirus. So Avram is the beginning of Geirim. And the we learn it from the Geirus, we learn from Mitzrayim. Be'ilurak beged, the Meiser show you kachli. It's not just that happened to be the way it was. But this is means, this is how it had to be. And this is what we said, that this nation had to be formed between the two Geirus. The Geirus of Avram. Because Avraham is like the tikkun of what Adam was. But he had to be the ger to make him, created by Hashem's hand. And then the gerus of Mitzrayim makes the nation formed by Hashem's hand, which puts us all back to Adam Arishon, Kodem Asrei. Kol zeh, that's all in the kilkul of Dor HaFloga. And then came along the kilkul of the Dor HaMidbar, that's, so to say, brought it down. So therefore, let's skip. We're going to have a time to do it all. Let's go to Yudalid. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Imkei Muchach Lov. It has to come in two parts. What's the two parts? The Geirus. The Geirus of Avraham. To what? Shoyom Desam.